Maryland has released data about the locations and numbers of coronavirus outbreaks in long-term care facilities and group homes in the state. There are more than 4,000 cases and 470 residents and staff who have died from the virus. This is the first time the state has made the information about specific facilities available publicly. WAMU's Margaret Barthel joins me now to break down the numbers. Hi there, Margaret.
Hi, Jonathan.
Let's start with this. There are more than 4,000 cases in congregate settings across the state. What do the numbers look like across the D.C. region?
Yeah, so across the state, it's really the areas around cities that have been hardest hit. That's as you'd expect, of course, since that's where the population is. Those numbers include not just nursing homes, but any place where 10 or more people live, like jails, group homes, where people with disabilities receive care. That kind of setting is what we're talking about here. In the D.C. region, Montgomery County has more than 1,000 cases, residents and staff, who have tested positive for the coronavirus. 129 have died, and those are the highest numbers across the state. Prince George's County has 454 confirmed cases and 52 deaths, and also Baltimore City and Baltimore County are reporting high numbers.
All right, so we are a while into Governor Larry Hogan's stay-at-home order. So why are we only getting specific information about the locations of these outbreaks right now?
Yeah, the release of the information is a really significant switch for the state. Actually, last week, the Department of Health instructed local public health departments to not make the numbers of nursing homes or names of specific facilities public. They were citing health privacy concerns. But then on Monday, Governor Hogan said the information would be made public in the interest of transparency. D.C. has made similar information available to the public. Virginia is still concerned about privacy, though. The state has published information on a county level about the number of outbreaks and cases, but they're not naming facilities.
Right, so obviously, at a lot of these facilities, you have elderly patients. That definitely makes people more vulnerable. But I imagine there are other things that make the residents vulnerable. What did you find out?
Yeah, we're talking about congregate settings. So that means a lot of people living in close proximity to each other. Often, these residents, particularly in skilled nursing facilities, need a lot of hands-on staff help. So it's hard to social distance appropriately. And another issue is that staff often work in a number of different facilities all at the same time. So there's the possibility of spread there.
All right. So we know now about these outbreaks, but I guess the question now is, what are we going to do with this data? What is the state going to do to help the facilities deal with outbreaks? Do we know?
Yeah. So pretty much everyone that I've talked to says that helping these facilities through these outbreaks really comes down to three things: access to testing, staff shortages, and the lack of protective gear for care staff. I spoke to a clinical nurse administrator at the Montgomery County Healthcare Facility Program. He says that really what makes the difference between having one case result in a big outbreak versus a smaller one in these settings really comes down to being able to test widely, and that capacity has been slow to ramp up. One thing that Montgomery County is doing is assigning a nurse trained in infection control procedures and disease investigation to each facility that has a case of the virus.
All right, that's WAMU's Margaret Barthel breaking down this new data from Maryland about coronavirus outbreaks in group homes and long-term care facilities. Thank you so much, Margaret.
Thanks for having me, Jonathan.
WAMU 88.5 is your listener-supported NPR news station in the greater Washington, D.C. region, and you can support the regional coverage that matters to this community by becoming a member today. Click the donate button at WAMU.org, and thank you.